Welcome to St. George's Anglican Church in Banff. This week we welcome Reverend Ruth Ann Marley as our guest preacher with a message called By Faith and Be Ready. We'll reflect on what it means to trust in what we cannot yet see, remembering that in Christ we are pilgrims, not settlers. The life of faith is not about clinging to what is familiar, but being ready for the journey God has set before us.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1. Beginning at the first verse. The vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, you people of Gomorrah. The multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams and of fattened animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and the lambs and the goats. When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trampling of my courts? Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbaths, and convocations, I cannot bear your worthless assemblies. Your new moon feasts and your appointed festivals, I hate with all my being. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I hide my eyes from you. Even when you offer many prayers, I am not listening. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Come now, let us settle this matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing to be obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word of the Lord. A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, beginning at the first verse. Now faith is confidence in what we hope, for assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were condemned for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were his heirs, of him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made that promise. And so, from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things they promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and he knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants who finds their master watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve. He will make them recline at the table and will come and wait on them. And it will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or towards daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had not known the hour that the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. The Gospel of Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, my Lord, my Rock and Redeemer. Amen. Well, it's a pleasure to be with you again this Sunday. We had some very, very beautiful readings today from Hebrews and from the Gospel. Two phrases come to mind. By faith and be ready. So I want to explore those a little bit. And I'm going to start with a bit of a story. Not that this should be about me, but I want to talk about by faith and be ready. It was a few years back. And I was driving on the road from Banff back to Cochrane, and it was January. So it was dark, it was cold. And 24 hours before that, I had been fired from my dream job. And I was a mess. I was crying. And the reason I'd come to Banff is because some really good friends of mine were here and said, come on, get off the pity party, get over here, just come and be with us. And I said, nah, you know, like, I don't want to do that. It was a medical conference here, and it's one that I'd been to many years in a row, and I just felt, oh, I'll be out of sorts. And they said, no, come. So I came, and it was a pleasure to be with them. But as I drove home, and you all know this road quite well as you go into Calgary, there's a section that does a steep incline, and Exshaw's off to the one side, steep incline and an angle, and it's dark. It's very dark. And I really felt like that song, Jesus Take the Wheel, because it just felt like I was driving into darkness, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It was a hard time. And I told Liwan last time I was here, she played the song, Turn Your Eyes Toward Jesus. And that was a song that was kept coming into my heart as I was driving into this darkness. I'm going to finish the story at the end of the sermon, because as I said, this isn't about me. I want to dig into God's word here. And I want to look at Hebrews. Hebrews 11, 1 to 3. These and the second part that we heard form a part of what's often called the Hall of Faith. It's a chapter that celebrates the lives of the Old Testament figures who lived and acted by faith. And we as Christian believers, these verses should offer both encouragement and a call to live in that particular mindset and with hope. We are urged to live by the writer of Hebrews, which we also think might have actually been a homily, the way it was written. It might have meant to be delivered as a spoken verse. We are invited to live with confident trust in God's unseen promises. It's hard. We often want to take control and make it happen, but we have to have that confident trust in what isn't quite clear in our future. And here's a tough one. We should be obedient, even when the way isn't clear. Obedience isn't something that comes easily to us. We should be anchored in hope that goes beyond this life. So in the gospel, we also heard there's treasure in heaven. There's more This story doesn't end here. We have a hope that goes beyond. And as a people longing for a better and a more eternal home with God. So we're going to start with verse 1. Faith is foundational. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So faith is trust. Faith isn't just an intellectual belief. It is a deep trust in God's promises, even when we can't fully feel them, see them, or understand that they could be. As believers, we trust that this visible world, beautiful mountains and trees, all were created by God's word. He spoke it into meaning, into reality. And meaning that God's unseen powers are also ever-present and rise amongst all things that we do see. And this sets a tone in our Christian faith that is rooted both in a believing of God's seen and unseen world. So if we take the next verse, verse 8, it says, "By faith, Abraham obeyed and went, and even though he did not know where he was going." So faith means that taking a step into uncertainty. Abraham followed God without a map and without any full understanding of where this was going to end up. As Christians, we are reminded that obedience doesn't always come with clarity. But in faith, we trust the guide more than we trust the path. So faith is anchored in promises. Abraham lived like a stranger in a foreign land. Many of us have been strangers in foreign lands, whether it be in actual countries or in our workplaces, or we find ourselves divorced and separated. We're strangers in circumstances we don't understand. And God promised to him, to Abraham, that there he would be fulfilled, that he would see the fulfillment. And he kept trusting. The key is hope in something bigger. A city with foundations whose architect and whose builder is God. And an image of God's kingdom is something that is eternal and secure, unlike anything that we have here on our in our lives. We go on to faith can believe beyond human possibility. Abraham's wife, Sarah. By faith, Sarah was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And if some of you remember, Sarah sort of laughed at that too, right? She didn't believe that God could come through with that. So this shows that faith isn't about our own ability to do anything. We are hopeless in many things, but we must be faithful in God's faithfulness. Believers are called to trust not in their own strength, but in God's capacity to fulfill everything that he has promised. So what does faith look like beyond this life? So in verse 13 to 16 of Hebrews, it says, "All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised." Not in that lifetime. These verses are especially powerful because the faithful lived as pilgrims, seeing themselves as temporary residents, looking towards a better community, country, a heavenly country, one that no path here on earth could take them. And for believers today, this is a call to resist settling for what's temporary or purely material, and to live with our eyes fixed on that eternal kingdom of God. That beautiful song, "Turn Your Eyes Towards Jesus." Verse 16 says, "Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." When believers live in faith, we are trusting, hoping, obeying, even without a full understanding, and God delights in them and in us. It affirms our relation. We have a relationship with God. Ours is a faith of relationship through Jesus to God. He is proud to be their God, and He has prepared a future for them. For me, there's something deeply moving about the way Hebrews 11 tells the story of faith, not as something abstract, but as something that is living and walking, choosing and trusting. These verses remind us that faith is not just believing in God's existence, but entrusting ourselves to His promises, even when we can't see that fulfillment. And we are told that faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see. This confidence is not blind optimism, but trust rooted in the character of God, a God who speaks, who promises, and who leads. Abraham's story speaks into the heart of every believer who has ever felt called to take a step without really knowing where it's going to lead. He left his familiar world behind, not because he had a plan, but because he trusted in the one who had called him. His journey became that living testimony, that obedience that often precedes understanding. And Sarah, even in the face of impossibility, trusted that her body was not what she could see, but what God had placed there. Her story reminds us that God's promises are not limited by our limitations. And perhaps the most humbling in this the reality is that these faithful ones, they died without receiving things promised. Yet, they still believed. They still journeyed. They still hoped. Why? Because their eyes were set on that better country, a heavenly one. Their faith was not the life of comfort, but in a God who prepares a place for His people. In our time when so much emphasis is placed on results, KPIs, immediate answers, Hebrews 11 reminds us and invites us to embrace the long arc of faith and to walk as pilgrims. We are not settlers. This is not our home. We are reminded that there is more to come, and that sometimes the most faithful life is the one that one holds very loosely, but holds tightly to God. God is not ashamed to be the God who we walk in faith with. He sees us. He goes before us. He has prepared a place where every promise will be fulfilled. I hope that we all walk that same pilgrim walk with a heart that is trusting, obeying, and hoping. Not because we see, but because we believe. A little on how the Hebrews links to the gospel. Fear not, little flock. You are living as pilgrims of promise. We are a people who have lived by faith, not because we've figured it out, but because we have trusted. Abraham went without knowing, and we followed that. And if Jesus speaks to us in Luke, He speaks to those same hearts. He looks at His followers who are anxious, uncertain, clinging to the visible things of this world, and He says, "Don't worry. Your Father knows what you need. Do not be afraid, little flock. Your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." It's a stunning echo of what is said in Hebrews. We are not called to let go in fear. We are invited to go into the same kind of faith that Abraham had. Faith that moves, but faith also that waits. Faith that first seeks the kingdom, knowing that everything else will be added unto that. Jesus calls His followers to sell their possessions, travel light, be dressed, be ready, just like pilgrims. Why? Because this world is not our home. The treasures of this life will fade, but the kingdom of God does not fade. And just as Abraham looked towards that city with foundations, Jesus tells us to seek the unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief will come near and break in. Both Hebrews and Luke say the same heart questions to us. Where is your treasure? And what are you living for? We are reminded that people did die in faith, not having received promises, but in seeing them and welcoming them from a distance. Live now for what will be fully revealed to us later. This isn't about being reckless. It's about being trusting. There's a little final comfort. Your Father knows. Your Father gives. Your Father is pleased. This God is one who calls us to live by faith. He watches over us as a shepherd over his flock with tenderness and joy. And as we go on those dark roads, clinging to the steering wheel of our lives, Jesus doesn't need to take the wheel. He's already got it. In my story, I did get home that day on that Saturday. I prayed and went to church on Sunday. On Monday, I received a call from the University of Calgary Continuing Medical Education Department asking if I would please accept a consultancy with them. I went without a job for 3 days. 3 days, kind of an interesting number, isn't it? So God has it. And it isn't the end of our story. Our stories continue, both here in the present and in the land and the country for which we will all meet again in glory. Lord, teach us to trust you in what we cannot see. Like Abraham and Sarah, help us to step forward in faith, even when we don't know the destination. Like the lilies of the field and the birds of the air, help us to rest in your provision. Keep us watchful and ready, seeking your kingdom first, longing not for comfort, but for your presence, until we reach that better country, the city whose builder and maker is you. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from St. George's in Banff. Reverend Ruth Ann has reminded us that our hope is not in what we can see or control, but in the God who leads us step by step. If you are looking for a place to grow in faith and walk with others on the journey, we'd love to welcome you in person. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. or visit stgeorgebanff.com to learn more. May you go in peace this week, ready to follow where God leads.